Hi.
Hello.
Hola. Shoop Kitchen Studio 2022. Here we are, series finale. Hi. Didn't mean to bury the lead. Conspiracy therapy. Check it out. Goodbye.
That'd be so funny if that was the last
That's
episode.
Just the whole episode.
That's the episode. Yeah, we're done. Okay, bye.
It's been real. See you later.
We're going to talk about stuff. But yes, this is a reflective episode as the series comes to a close.
No more editing. Woo! No more editing. Come on!
There's a party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the years.
Hey!
And your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration. He's gonna play the whole song if you let him. Have a good
time. By all means.
Oh,
Shoop Kitchen Studio.
A little levity there, sorry.
Hi.
I really thought you were gonna go into it with like Good Riddance by Green Day.
I thought of that or That's What Friends Are For.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do the Sarah McLachlan song.
That's the ending, actually.
Okay.
Gathered for the last time, at least on this show, with the skeptic, the mom in the beard, to talk about, I guess, a reflection of the series as a whole. We do have some segments and things for people to enjoy. I don't know. Go ahead. Whoever wants to start.
Oh, so,
sorry.
I had this funny, strange, odd moment when
you?
I was listening to the last episode today, and I had made some off comment about being done, and Larry's like, "We're done with the show."
Oh, was I a little too enthusiastic? Yeah. Let's. I just quick clue in the audience. We didn't know the last show was going to be
right.
Like it, I guess. Just kind of.
We had planned on this being our season finale.
This was going to be the best of.
Right.
But it's not.
I mean, kind of it is.
It is. I guess it's a celebration of our best.
Right.
Of. Sort
this
of.
Is a,
I don't know.
This
it's
is
a funeral.
It's a celebration of life, Larry. It's not a funeral. It's a celebration of life.
Yeah. So if you've ever had a band or a project end, this is what it sounds like. Kind of.
Yeah.
You have the one person who's hanging on for dear life and then cries about it. And then everybody else is like, holy shit, what am I going to do with my Sundays now that I don't have to edit? What am I going to do with all this time with my kids? What am I going to do about this limited space between 7:45 and 9:30 p.m. where the people come to podcast in our home? Well, I guess binge watch all the shows you've always wanted to watch.
Maybe.
Okay, Josh, do you have anything else to add?
No, we're wrapping this bear. Anybody got anything to say before we end this bad bear?
You know what I told Josh last night, late last night, we were laying in bed and we were talking about this. And I said, we're laying in bed and I said, you know what would be the most fantastic way to end up this series? If when Ryan says, well, that's it, you know, does anyone have anything to throw out before we end this bad bear? And I said, what if slowly, as everyone looked on in silence, I grabbed the microphone, pulled it out, and just unleashed a minute-long fart. And then me, the one who's never farted.
The frustration I would have of never being able to use it on a soundboard.
Exactly.
I would have it and not be able to use it.
I said, that's poetry. Poetry.
Sifting.
Shitting. Oh.
But now, like, adding to that, she releases this sonic boom death nuclear cloud. The lights go out. The Christmas tree falls over. The dog's wiener gets stuck outside of itself.
Okay. And then we finally know what Josh was talking about.
That's what I told her. I was like, and the last thing you hear is me going, I told you so.
And it's like all of our chairs are blasted backwards, so our feet are all in the air, and we're just like, oh my God.
What just happened? God, is that just all like a page of all my throat noises?
I don't have butt noises. I have throat noises, though. Yeah. Everybody's got their thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I get it.
I feel like because I was the host of this particular show, I should probably explain. But I thought maybe if you guys had anything to say about.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know Josh and I talked.
And I are pregnant.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. It's a bread baby. I'm hoping it's a little girl.
Did you see all that bread on my counter?
I saw the bagels.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving bagels.
Josh and I talked, was it Thursday?
Something like that.
And you were like, Larry, I felt you were checked out on that last episode. I was like, yeah, okay, I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm just burned out. I'm burned out, people. Mm-hmm. For me to do something for 7 years is pretty impressive.
You have none of the same cells as when you started.
No, especially in the knees. No.
Or the eyes.
Yeah. I didn't have glaucoma.
Brand new glaucoma cells.
Great. This show gave me glaucoma.
Yep.
Gave her a baby.
Yeah, I was going to say this show got me pregnant.
So the year,
I'll never use it, but there it is.
Hey, you never know.
We started the show in the year of our Lord 2015.
It was 2016.
July 2016 was our first episode.
Oh. July 26. So 6 years.
6 years. Yeah. Well, that's.
Well, I did the wrong time capsule. Because we had discussed it was 2015.
Maybe, you know what? It probably was 2015 for you guys. Maybe. I don't know.
Before you joined,
it was 2015. I'm sure. I'm not going to look it up, but I'm going to assume it was 2015.
So yeah, Larry and I had talked, and it was interesting because it's like we kind of both discovered. Because I mean, April and I talk all the time. So.
Josh, let's parse the English language properly, because Larry's also saying he'd like to podcast at some point again. You're saying you're done with podcasting.
Yes, I have been doing this for personally myself 8 years.
At least 2 years before we started this, there was Mogul Babble.
Mogul Babble. I've been doing it for 8. You guys have been doing
Game
it for
Genies.
9. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, after doing it for so many years, I've definitely changed a lot. And I think that with doing this specific show, it's been unbelievable. The fun that we've had, certainly some ups and downs, but ultimately we really, I really enjoyed doing it. And
you were a part of the press. You were on Laser Time Network multiple times.
Yeah.
According to be Potty Slams being one of the shows on their network. Literally,
yeah,
I've met incredible people based on just doing this show.
For sure.
We have, we
didn't make a dime.
We have friends that we have made because of this show. Like some people are, you know, just on the internet, but we have some friends that we have met in real life that were fans first. And that's such a surreal thing to meet somebody and they're like, I love your art.
Well, and it's strange to me because this is another part, like personally, that makes me sad is that like you not ever doing it again.
Yeah,
an idea, and I appreciate that, but I'm just curious what led you to that.
I guess maybe saying I'll never do it is, it would have to be something so incredible, such a great idea, but I don't know that I would want to be a regular person, you know, like every week doing it again,
like a
just because it is a lot. And truth be told, anybody out there, any, you know, that like anybody has a busy schedule, the thing that April and I, we have a hard time with is we do have two kids that are they really take our time. And April and I, realistically, we've never had the ability to have just us. Even in the early stages of this podcast, before Asher, we had one school year where Garrett was living with his mom and we would have him on the weekends, but we were working opposite schedules.
Yeah. We've never as a couple had time sans kids.
Yeah.
Like we've never gotten to experience that together. So we really want to lean into taking the time that we do have. That's just us in the evenings and sort of exploring what we can do with that time. That's not just like sitting and watching TV.
Yeah. Like when we were on our long break last year, we discovered that we really enjoyed sitting at the table with our vibrators. Seeing how far we could stick them in our ears. You know, but like we were playing like different card games and stuff. So I was learning different card games, and as dumb as that may sound to some people, it was also nice for us just to talk.
Yeah, it was nice to reconnect. And I think we need that again. And for me too, like a big part of it is a lot of my time is being sucked up by having now two neurodiverse children, one with autism and one with ADHD, like severe ADHD. And doing that kind of parenting is exhausting. It's like having 10 kids in just the two because they demand more. They naturally just demand more attention.
You're just playing defense at this point.
Yes. Essentially. Yes.
And they're opposites and so alike in so many ways. Like this is literally from sun up till sundown. Like our youngest is up every day now at like 5:30. Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're built to piss each other off. So I spend all of my day playing referee and putting out fires and, you know, taking care of the house and making dinners and trying to take care of everything. And I feel like it's hard for me to find that downtime.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, sort of what Josh had said, for me, I was getting, thank you. For me, I was definitely getting burned out. And for me, it was less about podcasting. I'm definitely open to podcast in the future with a different topic. For me, it was the subject matter was getting too dark. We started off and it was, thank you. It started off as sort of like fun conspiracies and like weird cryptids and silly things that were easy to joke about. But like when we do an episode like Toy Box Killer, where it's just graphic and hard and that's what we are as a comedy podcast. Like it was getting difficult to riff on stuff like that. And it was getting, you know, I have panic disorder and the thoughts like of death and stuff that are triggered by something like that is very difficult for me. So I'm open to something with different subject matter. As far as my podcasting career goes, that's it. What about you, Larry?
I'm getting bored mm-hmm. of like what you're saying. That's how I am. If I play with a toy for a while and I get bored, mm-hmm. I just drop it and leave it. And that's kind of, it sounds rude the way I'm saying it, but.
It's the analogy though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, editing takes up a bit of time. Pulling clips, soundboard clips and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think also this is kind of, I was thinking about this today. It's kind of warped our friendship in the way that we don't hang out mm-hmm. unless it's a podcast.
Right.
And I don't think that's good.
Yeah. I want to spend more time with you guys as like you guys.
Yeah. Cause it's kind of like, if we're not podcasting,
then we never see each other.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's not healthy.
Well, and that's one of the worries that I had, and I had mentioned it to Josh. Is like, I'm afraid that if we stop doing this, we'll never see each other again. But that's the thing, is we have to be proactive
right.
in making plans. Because mm-hmm. it's not like we'll have a podcast to record. I'll have all kinds of free time.
Exactly. And I want to concentrate on music. Mm-hmm. And I probably will podcast again. Not right away, obviously, but
the break is the break for a reason.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I mean, work becomes a goddamn shit show. And even before we started, I mean, full disclosure, my ex-wife and I had a cat together, it kicked the bucket, and RIP Delgado, and that sucks, but the death of this and the death of the cat combined with the holidays, I don't want to wait another couple weeks to record this last episode. I'd rather just do it now. And if it's raw and it's unforgiving and you're upset and you're a listener and you've been listening to us forever, I'm sorry.
We got to pull that Band-Aid right off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we're going to have to just let it breathe. The truth of the matter is,
it's like my balls.
This is
let them breathe.
Something that I...
Not now.
That I love doing. It kind of gives me a bit of a sense of purpose to do the research on these things. And maybe it feels like every episode is just me reading copy paste off of articles, which is fine if that's your thought process. But honestly, I did do deep dives into everything that we ever covered.
For sure.
And I get into these big debates with people about certain topics, and I won't get political, but it definitely... Even the other night, I had a party I went to with a lot of people who were talking philosophically about like different things. And I would bring up even a weird, excuse me. Full disclosure, we are drinking tonight. I would bring up something that would seem like a minuscule nothing factoid. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to see the change of perspective.
Sure.
So I think that whether you're doing a podcast or not and you're a listener, like really sussing out the information. And I'm not saying that I know him to be this way, but if Larry has something to contribute to a conversation, you know, there's certain things I would ask him. Mm-hmm. And I know I could get a decent answer. Like Josh and I have talked about recording music from home constantly. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, when I ask him or he asks me, it's like, well, we should just ask Larry. Mm-hmm. Or if it's like, I don't know, this lady who, when I moved in, gave me a little... I have, if you want to be real, the original Aluma Mommy cookbook, and
it's handwritten. You better frame that shows, for when I'm famous.
I will. That shows dedication. But the truth of the matter is that doing this show really especially during the time that it happened, 2015 or 2016.
2016. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2016. I bet it was talked about in 2015, though.
Definitely.
No. Because it was in July, so.
I want to say Beer City Spaceship was 2014.
2014, and then, yeah, about a year of the EFIS, and then.
Yep. Yeah, because Game Genies was
2015,
because he was at our wedding.
That's right. Yep. So interesting.
Beasting Billy Corgan.
Beastung Billy Corgan, yeah.
But Larry,
yes.
In order to really understand when we started doing this show, we have to do a little time capsule action.
Now it's time for us to open up the time capsule.
This is going to hurt.
2016.
Me too.
The music. We'll start there. This was completely random. I didn't just choose a sad song.
Oh, I was going to say, this sounds like the music that goes with like a...
It's like a montage of our show.
This sounds like the music from like a
slow motion,
a depression medication commercial.
Side effects may include bleeding taint. I'm like, whoa, wait, what? Whoa. I'd rather be depressed.
Sanjanexka will cure all your worries.
I'm not depressed anymore, but my underwear a little damp with blood.
But isn't another side effect like suicidal thoughts?
Well, yeah. What it does, well, it brings down the depression, your motivation to do things goes up, and therefore your motivation to kill yourself and your depression kind of cross at the same time.
Aww.
That's how it was explained to me.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyways, finally I get my segments back, and it's the last fucking podcast I'm doing. Oh. 2016. Let's start with the music. Here's your top 10 songs from 2016. Number one, Love Yourself, Justin Bieber.
See, I wonder if I'm going to know any of these.
You won't.
Sorry, by Justin Bieber. One Dance with Drake.
Oh, that's a good one.
Work, Rihanna.
Oh.
Work.
I know that one.
Stressed Out, 21 Pilots.
Oh, that was a good one.
Panda by Designer. Adele, Hello. Ooh. Goodbye, we're leaving.
That song was 2016.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Don't you?
Don't Let Me Down, The Chainsmokers.
It's a good one.
Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
But you can stop a podcast. And number 10, Closer, featuring Halsey, The Chainsmokers.
Oh. That was a big year for Chainsmokers.
It was. It was their only year. Yep. But I do like their music. I think their music's really good.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
That's the, you know, the music industry now. You're hot for a minute and you try to cash in as much as you can because...
Mm-hmm. Well, we were just talking about that. What was it? Last night? The idea of like buying someone's album. Because we were talking about like exorbitant ticket sales and stuff like that. And really, that's the only place that artists can make their money anymore. Because if you're listening to an album, you're streaming it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know of anyone who's like, oh, I just went and bought the new... Justin Bieber CD. Like, no one does that.
You stream singles now are the thing. And it's like,
if anyone's buying hard copy music, it's because it's vinyl.
Right. Or you're a boomer.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or late Gen X, but Andy's still buying albums.
Oh yeah.
Like, he's like, where's your albums? I'm like, here on my phone.
Let me open up Spotify and show you my albums.
I have all of them right here in my pocket. So that was the music. Let's go to the movies of 2016. Your top.
I noticed we all looked at Ryan.
Highest grossing. Movies. The highest grossing of 2016. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
That was a good.
That might be in my top three.
Yeah.
I love
everything's
that
in your top three.
Is this from top three 2016 or top three?
All time, all Star Wars?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was really good. I remember.
There's a sequence that, I mean, everybody who's seen it knows.
Spoiler alert.
But there's a sequence at the end that raised the hair on the back of my neck so high that I was like, if they do this in future Star Wars movies, I'm going to pay the fuck attention.
Was that the one I was supposed to watch with you?
No, that was nine. Or no, it was, I think it, no, it was.
Or was it the Han Solo one?
It might have been. I don't know. We went to one of them and then like we sat apart. But I, look, we'll talk about it when we get a little later. But yes, it's not your fault. It's my fault. I'm a
douche.
All right.
It's just a funny moment. I don't care. Like, what were we going to do? Talk through the thing, you know?
We're gonna share my
chewy.
Our hands gonna touch in the popcorn, and then we're gonna then catch eyes, and then just
feel
catch
the
a
hole
feeling
that Larry cut in the bottom of the popcorn bucket. Yeah,
and put my dick and balls in.
Ooh,
it's a hairy surprise.
You know, I remember April and I seeing a movie in theater.
Salt stings the hole though, uh-huh.
And they showed the preview for the Han Solo movie. Mm-hmm. And it shows a sequence where they're like on this flying train thing, and like yep. Chewie's hanging off the rails, and it shows them coming towards a mountain, and this big scores playing, and then the screen goes black and silence. And you remember what I said?
He farted.
I don't know, but I'm sure it was.
I yelled out, "Spoilers! He lived!" I got a theater of people laughing.
I'm unsurprised. I do awesome. Remember that. Man, now, yeah.
Only you could have brought that to the show.
I know.
I'm kidding. One last ball busting.
Right, of course.
Movie number two, all of the grossing kind. Mm-hmm. First top three are all Disney, by the way. Yeah, Finding Dory.
I know. We never even saw that.
No.
Yeah. I didn't. No, I watched the first one. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch a fish again.
It's a dumb fish. Like, I can't get into Finding
Dory. Captain America Civil War, that number three.
Very so good.
That's probably comic book, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Yes.
The Secret Life of Pets. That was good. Aaron and I watched that. That was fun.
I don't think we saw that.
No.
It's a fun one.
I don't remember that if we saw that one.
It's very funny. It's got, yeah. That's the one with Welcome to New York.
There's a Pomeranian in it.
Oh, okay. So nice.
Cora was two, so she used to dance to that song.
That's right. Now Cora is of drinking age. Oh, I don't know, it felt so long ago.
Right.
Number five is The Jungle Book.
Oh,
okay. The live action one, yeah.
Number six, Deadpool. Number seven, Zootopia.
That was a good movie.
Batman versus.
A lot of Zootopia porn, though.
Ooh.
Have you ever noticed that?
No. Looking that up.
Why are you looking up Zootopia porn?
It comes, I bet.
Number eight, Batman versus Superman. Nobody cares. Oh, I mean, Dawn of Justice. Suicide Squad.
That was all right.
That's the first one. Not the Suicide Squad.
Right.
That was the good one.
That was the Will Smith one.
I can't keep track anymore.
And 10 is Sing, which I've never even heard of.
Sing was all right. It was a cartoon about an elephant or a pig. Something.
Singing animals.
Yeah, essentially.
And 2016, let's cover some of the newsy type things. Ooh. To put you in the place. 2016, Donald Trump is elected president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. That's wild to think.
The Russians hacked the Democratic National Committee convention. Mm-hmm. Syrian civil war. Brexit.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sick of. Mm-hmm. The Zika outbreak. Mm. The Flint, Michigan water crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, spoilers. Flint's water is still garbage. Yeah.
No, it's not. They fixed it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
We went a couple of years ago.
It took like 6 years.
I was going to say, because we went, it would have been 2018 or 2019. Yeah. And we went to a museum over there, and they had signs over all the drinking fountains. Like, hey,
crazy.
Bottled water.
Third world country do we live in. Seven, the terror attacks around the world. And like the Brussels airport, Belgium, the Paris attack was was just before 2016. It was in 2015. Right. The Pulse nightclub shooting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could just pick any random day and just say blank.
The shooting.
Shooting.
Yeah.
At this point.
Apparently, we've learned nothing because the shooting that just happened a couple of days ago.
David Bowie and Prince passed away.
Oof.
As did Alan Rickman. Gene Wilder and the greatest Muhammad Ali.
It's a bad year for deaths.
Also, the throat goat, Nancy Reagan. the opioid crisis, that became a term that we learned. Still going on today.
Yep.
Police shootings caught on video. I mean, that's probably every year.
Mm-hmm.
Now the cameras are everywhere.
Right.
Police officers ambushed in Dallas and Baton Rouge. That was a couple of, we also have the Ryan Lochte of the Olympics. He lied and like tore up a store and then blamed it on someone else. And of course, the most important thing to happen in 2016, actually the second most important thing to happen in 2016, the Cubs win the World Series. And then the number one most important thing that happened in 2016, podcaster named Larry and a podcaster named Ryan discussed over cigarettes on Larry's front porch, a podcast about conspiracies. Ryan had an idea of a guest host who would claim squatter's rights, bring his wife along, and never leave. And we are grateful for that. And now I can't see because of the hay. Your lungs have got to be like raisins at this point.
I always told April, I'm like, I'm the guest that never left.
Yep.
And that, my friends.
Samesies.
It's your time, Kevin. That's right. Major Lazer was a thing for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our last segment and our final words. Final segment with the Shoop Kitchen Studio crew.
Got the chills when you said final segment. So close to freedom.
We're here. Yep. We're queer. We want to make it clear. There's nothing to fear.
Except anyway, some beer farts we're all going to have later.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Be like Mario falling down the flagpole.
That's right.
All that fucking Italian beef.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's do the bracket.
Bracket! Yeah!
All right. One final bracket. And this is the soundboard bracket. We are going to determine for you, the listener, the greatest soundboard clip ever.
I'm so excited.
So we've got 32 of them in random order.
Mm-hmm.
First up, we've got versus.
Put a finger in my butt.
Ooh.
That's tough.
That is a tough one.
I'm going to go with put a finger in my butt.
Yeah, I would have to say put a finger in my butt,
too. It's authentic
too.
Josh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
How's that authentic me?
Because you said
the first time I met you.
You're like, put a finger in my butt.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you're like, wait, this is a family reunion.
And the creepy pervert
we're in Arkansas.
And the creepy pervert from down the road did it, and he pulled it out, and he said, you're a quart low, as he dragged his finger across his nose.
It's so you that it's genetic, and you've passed it on to our child. Remember when he would sit above the register and say, put my finger in my butthole? That was your son.
That might be on here.
Yeah, I'm sure it is somewhere.
Okay, so that one
finger in my butt.
Yep.
I put my finger in my butthole.
Yeah, apple tree. Apple tree. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Fingering your butthole moves on.
Uh-huh.
Next up, we've got...
Yep.
Versus...
Fuck this shit!
Oh, boy.
I gotta go... Fuck this shit.
I'm gonna say yep, because it was so beautifully timed. It really was effective. And it was a moment of synergy.
Yeah, I'm going to go yep. I do like fuck this shit, though. Yeah. Full disclosure, I probably love all of these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you also tell us what you've named them on the soundboard?
Sure. That was yep.
Oh, okay.
And fuck that shit. And put a finger in my butt and slide whistle.
Nice.
Next up, we've got...
Poor squonk.
Uh-huh.
Versus...
Pop nuts in my mouth.
Oh boy!
Pop nuts in my mouth.
I gotta say the wah.
Yeah. The pop nuts, like the pop nuts in my mouth just sounds like so carefree.
He was eating nuts.
Yeah, he had a handful of nuts. Popped him right in his mouth.
Yep.
But I feel like that squonk has been
poor professional boxer crying his eyes out over his intervention gets rendered down to a squawk. So Josh is the decider.
I gotta go squonk on this.
Okay, crying.
Oh, it goes on one of my favorite
versus
episodes
pop nuts in my mouth. Up next, we've got.
Oh, that's a doozy.
Versus.
ZZBBB.
Oh. ZZZBBB. Has to be.
As much as
I love the balloon stretch.
I would have done the balloon.
Okay. Yeah. Up next, we've got.
So just cream me up.
Versus. Let me turn this one up.
Just cream me up. Good God. I don't need to hear that.
I'm going to vote for just cream me up solely on the basis that I don't want to have to listen to that four more times.
It's got
to
be the shitty toilet.
So we got cream me up versus shitting. Cream me up moves on. Up next, we've got. Versus.
Shitties.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
I love Trump saying titties because it feels, it just adds a little, like, especially because think about the era of when we podcasted, having the president be like, titties. It's like, cool.
Right.
Oh, love him or hate him.
Anybody else says titties, it's not making the soundboard.
Yeah, of course.
The fact is, the president of the United States saying titties in a speech.
Yep.
Yeah. It's got to be titties.
Yeah, it's got to be titties.
So titties moves on.
Unanimously.
Chop is out. Titties are in. Up next, we've got
butt sex.
Oh.
Versus.
Nerd. Ooh.
I'm going to say butt sex. I don't know what these Josh clips, but they really fucking ring good.
Yeah, they cut.
They cut well.
I got to go with the butt sex.
Yeah, it's butt sex.
I'm glad we're not
Josh voting for
anymore.
Himself. Up next, we've got these two are closely related.
Okay. Oh.
Versus.
Butthole.
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 Butthole moves on. Cum shot is out. Oh. Up next, we've got.
Chewy.
Oh.
That is a growl to make a grown man's heart cry.
Yeah, I know. He's so sad.
Versus, this will put a smile on your face, though.
That one. Dolphin.
Dolphin.
Aw, poor Chewy.
I love Chewy, but man, it's so sad to hear.
It is sad. I'm glad it's not moving on because I hate that sound. Uh-huh. Up next, we've got my only appearance.
Ripping a sweet.
And the worst part is every time you play that, even before I go in the sound clip, in my head, I'm going, knowing that I'm going to make that sound, but like I still, even just hearing it, the clip.
Versus what I think is the front runner, but
okay,
we'll find out.
Oh, a classic. Cork. It's got to be the cork pop.
Cork pop moves on versus Schnatz moves out. Up next, we've got, and very apropos, I suppose, for tonight.
I've had almost an entire bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean.
But you're going against yourself.
Oh.
Oh,
bottle
sneeze.
Of wine.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Which one do I pick?
I'm not trying to steer this. I just love how she calls it out. I've had almost an entire bottle of wine.
You can hear the bottle of wine coming out as she's saying
it. I think that was during a verdict. And I was like, I forgot what we're talking about. So fuck this shit. Bottle of wine for sure.
So bottle of wine moves on, sneezes out. Up next, we've got Aaron's, maybe not Aaron's, April's. Maybe one of April's favorites.
Oh, God.
Versus another one of April's favorites, poop.
It has to be poop.
Poop.
It's got to be poop.
Poop. Poop moves. Oh, vomit is out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Up next.
I like smoking beer and drinking cigarettes.
Oh. I don't know what that's up against, but that one wins.
Penis.
It's a hard one.
Beer and cigarettes. Has to be.
Beer and cigarettes.
Beer and
classic.
Cigarettes. Up next.
Let me try a super kick with my dick.
Again, I don't know what the other one is, but that one wins.
Chewy, get out of the salmon cakes.
it's super, super kick with my dick. Because I don't even remember what the context of that one was, but it makes me, because the way he,
no,
like,
one knows.
The way he comes off that is so, well.
Super kick with my dick.
Yep. It's beautiful. It's poetry.
Sping sperm.
In the butt.
Sturkin' the spring springs. Has to be, right?
I do like the in the butt. Because he would always tag that on certain stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There was kind of a good ring. What is it with you and anus stuff?
It just works great for the show, though.
Know,
like, and then there was a brutal rape.
In the butt.
It was especially Shakespearean when you do butt sex in the butt.
Yeah.
Both of them, right? Yeah.
So which one do you pick?
Like music.
I'm saying conducting music.
Yeah.
In the butt?
What was the first one?
I voted Sturkin' a Sping Spurn.
I got to go with Sturkin' a Sping Spurn.
Sturkin' Sping moves on. In the butt is out.
It's a weird avian bird.
Yes. Let's talk about this damn owl.
Oh, God.
I know. But this is a classic and one of our first ones.
I was going to say, because you know that's like my favorite one.
And.
Oh, that one's seen a lot of use over the years. I vote, let's talk about this damn owl, but I love them both dearly.
What was the context of that last sound clip?
That one?
Yeah.
Because it was me opening a beer as Josh was talking.
And he's like, ping.
And he was in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah.
So all I caught was just a little
vowel
or something there.
It's weird how those two overlap. It's like, it almost reminds me of playing board games with Marty, who also just this week, literally yesterday, asked me if I wanted to go on, no joke, a legitimate board game cruise.
Of course.
Sounds riveting.
Alex, what is one place Larry will never be?
Can we play Uno?
Oh my
now
God.
Now, an Uno cruise That's would right. be wild until you reversed out of port.
Oh my God.
And skipped into town.
All right. So we have to go with.
Let's talk about this damn owl.
It's got to be the damn owl.
Yeah.
I kind of like the owl thing.
So
I know the context.
What was the context for that one?
I think that was Bohemian Grove.
It was.
Yeah. That's right.
It's Bohemian Grove and a few.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear it in the clip. So,
talk about this jam owl.
So, flop out dem owl moves on. Beer is out. We move on to the second round, and we've got this is where it's going to get tricky for me.
Put a finger in my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Finger in the butt.
I'll never get to use it, but.
Yeah, I'm inclined to pick finger in my butt.
I mean, I'm the king of this because it's me going, I just want to, not going to say it. They chose.
Yep. It's true. It's moving
finger
on.
In everyone's butts.
Everyone enjoys it. Little tickle.
Little tickle make that pickle.
So put a finger in my, put a finger in my butt moves on.
Uh-huh.
Up next, we've got. Versus
Zen ZZ BBB.
This is a tough one because I really like the crying guy, but Zen ZZ BBB is like
some of it's what was said, and then others is just the context of what I've used it for that has gained its notoriety.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So many different elements.
I'm going to go with Zen ZZ BBB solely because one of my fondest memories is when Ryan passed out and we wrote that on the bottom of his back like
That's
a tramp stamp.
Right, like a tramp stamp.
we're like, how do you spell that? Yeah,
we had to have like a short conference.
We had like eight different spellings.
For some reason, there was a J and a P, but cool.
There's silent.
For some reason, there's a remainder.
Uh-huh.
And umlauts above every letter.
Exactly. Like
that Motley Crue double dot thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to go with Zenzizi Zimbibi.
I guess it's kind of the calling card.
It is.
I mean, we made t-shirts.
We did. They sold so well.
Right. That's why we're... anyways, bye. Up next we've got...
So just cream me up.
Versus...
Jitties.
I'm in love with one of them. And it's not titties. The former president of the United States. Oh,
I thought you were in love with titties.
Yeah.
I love those too. But on the we one know. That just spoke before the president.
I love her titties.
Excuse me?
You.
Oh, we were okay.
I thought you were talking weird. About Casey.
I know. I was like, this is.
Oh, you didn't see why I went like that.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I did not.
We didn't.
On a spoken podcast, you may want to forego the gesturing.
You also didn't see the like finger scratch under the table with the $10 bill he slid me. So it's cool.
Exactly. It's cool. Yeah. We're good. My vote is for titties.
So we got titties, creamy up, and.
Oh, shit.
It's fine.
I'm going to go with creamy up.
Nice.
Creamy up moves on.
Because I like to do that too.
Boy, this is
how we ended up with children.
This is a battle of a bad place.
Oh boy.
Oh, no. Butt sex.
Butthole.
I'm going to go with butthole because of the laugh. Makes me happy.
I'm going to go with butt sex.
I'm going to go with butthole.
It's cute.
It is, because I giggle. Like, I giggle like, isn't it not either? I just said butthole.
It's an exit, not an entrance.
This is the sound you make.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Versus, well, maybe another sound it makes.
It's got to be the dolphin.
Oh, dolphin. My God.
God, I remember the cork pop when we went to Chicago.
Oh my God.
We were laughing in that restaurant and no one knew why. Just champagne bottles. Just.
Yeah, no, actually, I got to go cork on this.
Oh, God.
So we got dolphin, cork.
Dolphin.
Dolphin.
And not because it's self-serving, but it's because I.
Of course not.
It was so perfectly timed in a few episodes.
Was that a Yahoo Answers, I think, wasn't it?
No, that was Josh sent that to me when you were trying to ruin his text-to-speech.
No, that was...
Because this is over the phone, I can tell. Just listen to it. You can hear it's not... Where is it?
Dolphin.
The dolphin. I'm sorry, I was thinking the one previous.
Butthole, yeah.
Butthole, but yeah, EEE was...
That was when we did Atlantis, because I did a Yahoo Answers about sea animals.
That all encompasses all the dolphin noises you were making. That's just my favorite
dolphin.
There's
the dolphin.
And I up next.
I've had almost an entire bottle of wine.
I don't know what this is against, but
poop.
Oh, it has to be
poop.
It has to be what, April?
It has to be poop.
Poop. Poop.
What's weird about
it's so beautifully enunciated.
Well, I think a lot of it.
It's a like, question too.
It's weird because I'm asking myself in that moment because I'm reading it and I'm like, poop. This island's called poop?
Poom Pard. Like, and you're like, poop hard.
Yeah.
Poop?
It's like
a,
finding
it's a question. It's an answer. Statement. It's all encompassing. It's well pronounced. It's
Ryan's pronouns.
It's a political statement.
It is.
Poop moves.
Mm-hmm. Boy, does it.
Up next, we've got. Where did it go?
I like smoking beer and drinking cigarettes.
Oh, a classic.
Let me try a super kick with my dick. Super kick with the dick.
It's got to be super kick. As much as I love smoking beer and drinking cigarettes. Super. What one? Does anyone know what super kick with my dick was from?
Not
I think that was from
a
body slam.
Maybe it was.
It might have been. You're right.
Yeah, because I get the like the memory bank is full of Fruit Loops and fucking
right
jagged little pieces of glass. But when I can kind of see where it came from, it might have been a potty slam.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive of that.
This is a tough one.
Stirking the sping springs. Flip. Let's talk about this damn owl.
Neither is in English, actually.
So
stirking the sping springs. Let's talk about this damn owl.
Oh my God.
It sounds like one word, but it's actually a sentence. Flip it.
Let's talk about this damn owl.
I was trying to get Jonesed about. I guess if I had to pick between those two personally, as the person who spoke said weird language that only I guess I understand. I probably say the owl because at least you know what I'm talking right. about.
I personally, as much as I love, as much as I love Sturkin' a Spang Spurring, let's talk about this damn owl has been my favorite since like the day it made the soundboard. So that's my vote.
See, and for me, I love the random noises like Zanzi's and BB. And
that also, speaking of the soundboard, is going to be my request for as we get towards the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. I want to hear some of those, the Ryan songs, like the something down in the jungle. Yeah. Like he has a whole, like a whole
Sexy
host.
In the
that's
jungle.
Right. I want to hear those.
Okay. We'll go take you out with a montage of music.
Please do.
I got to go with... Oh, wait, no, it doesn't matter. They coming out of you. Picked Owl.
Yeah.
Round three. Fight.
This is where it gets tough.
Put a finger in my butt.
Zanzizi BBB.
Oh.
This is really, like...
That's my favorite.
It's the
Josh
hardest
clip.
Bracket we've done.
I know. It really is.
My favorite Josh clip might be the put a finger in my butt just because
I don't even know the context.
Way that
it sounds
he
so
says
carefree.
Put a
finger in my butt.
Put a finger in my butt. Just do it.
Put a finger in my butt.
And that is the type of dad energy I like to see.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am going to vote.
Zenzi BBB.
God, that is so hard.
Josh, what do you say?
He's going to say Zanzizi's and BBs, so I have to pick.
Oh, gosh.
What's your gut say? Because listen how good you sound when you say that.
I know, you sound so happy. You know what? I'm going to end it right here. Put a finger in my butt.
Put a finger in my butt.
Yep.
That's so bad.
Fingering your butt goes on. Up next, we've got...
So just cream me up.
Butthole.
I love Casey. I'm going to marry her one day, but I'm still going to go with butthole on this. Just for the chuckles.
Yeah, yep. The butthole.
The joyous chuckles makes that clip.
It's the same way. That's how you know we're meant to be married is his put a finger in my butt energy is the same as my butthole energy.
So mad. There's so many good ones this week.
Oh, God.
Versus poop. I think I already know what's going
to
win.
Poop.
And then we've got.
Let me try a super kick with my dick.
Flip it.
Let's talk about this damn owl. Oh, man. I see. I love super kick with the dick.
I love super kick too because whenever I hear it, I always make like.
I know
that
you do
face.
That. But you do. Everything like.
Because I'm imagining it in my... Not imagining it. That would
see
be
the,
weird.
See, the weed inhale happens during... Let me try a super kick.
Dick.
Dick.
Yeah, it's like an exhale.
Yep.
Super kick dick.
Super kick dick. Sure, why not?
And we go on to round four.
Oh, boy.
Your final four, as a matter of fact.
Oh, God.
We've got...
Put a finger in my butt.
Versus...
Butthole.
Oh, apropos.
Aprahole?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, aprahole.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Somehow I'm not surprised it's just come down to like bodily functions
yeah,
and dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Just buttholes and dicks. That's the podcast.
I'm going to go.
There's a conspiracy in there somewhere.
Put a finger in my butt because he sounds so happy about it. Put a finger in my butt. Why not? Sure. Do it.
It does have a little bit better audio quality. Uh-huh.
It almost sounds like we're listening in on your date night.
Yeah. That's our pillow talk.
Mm-hmm. Put a finger in the butt. Like, put a finger in the butt.
Put a finger in my butt. It's okay, dear.
You did it.
Yeah.
To be fair, on record, I've never put my finger in his butt.
Sure. Ooh.
She's tried, though.
Oh.
I have. just for fun. Because I know every time I get close, he goes, woo. Mm-hmm. I like to goose
and
him.
Then, and then like one of the sand people from Star Wars runs out and goes. I've
credit card. Or yeah, credit carded her, though.
He has. So, oh, God.
Did you get cash back? Or?
I don't even know who picked what we got.
They both picked
fingering
the butt.
Okay. Yeah. And then we've got poop.
Oh. Let me try a super kick with my...
Oh, no! Larry, what have you done?
You guys have done this to yourselves.
I just love
it. I am so only going to vote if you guys vote opposite each other. I can't. This is so weird to be.
Pick yourself.
Yeah.
Some people like it. Some people don't.
Yeah.
I'm not of that.
Mm-hmm. I am going to go with Super Kick with a Dick.
I could see you loving
that. Let me hear him one more time.
Let me try a Super Kick with my dick.
Poop.
As much as I genuinely love and appreciate both of those, I have to pick Super Kick with my dick.
Really? Because yeah. I can make you cry laugh.
I know.
Poop. Poop.
Hey, they're all winners. There's they just all so made much. The
there's more substance to Super Kick with my dick.
And then Josh picked
Super Kick. Yeah.
So here we are with the finals.
Oh boy. Put a finger in my butt. Let me try a Super Kick with my dick. They're Ooh. So both so happy.
I know.
I feel like you and I chimed into our inner child on both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys go because they're your clips. I can be the deciding vote if you're, if anyone feels that any kind of way.
I'm going to go put a finger in my butt, personally. Because it really does. But that's the thing is I don't even like hearing myself. Like I like my friends and my family and my podcast that I get to do and or did and whatever I do in the future. It's just nice to hear that. So that's my vote. So you guys go ahead.
I'm going to vote for Super Kick with my dick.
It's been a long, long 6 years, and I've learned a lot. And I love you all so much.
These clips are both so happy.
They are. You both sound so joyous, so filled with love and fingers. But I have to go with my heart.
Oh boy.
Which is Super Kick with my dick. Oh, and look. My microphone just went as I said that. It went limp.
So your winner is?
Let me try a Super Kick with my dick.
Yep.
That's what you get for 7 years, folks.
That's right.
And that's been your brackets.
Oh, God. That, you know what? I'm surprised that did not end how I thought it would, but I'm pleased.
My thought it was going to be poop.
My heart.
Do you have a favorite, Larry? You really don't get to chime favorite? In on brackets. So what are your favorites?
My favorite, I love the cork pop.
Uh-huh.
I've used that so much. It is
a one classic. Of those that
anytime somebody's head comes off, mm-hmm. which was a lot, mm-hmm.
yeah.
And it didn't make the sound this one, but it was the rifle shot.
Oh, oh yeah.
Oh, because there's a lot of sorry,
yep. kids.
I also love the saw.
The salt, yeah,
that's a good one.
Into the cork pop, yep.
That was one of the soundboard's favorite one twos.
There's so many. We could have done just 32 of Ryan's.
There was another one of Ryan's that I feel like I remember requesting to hear, but now I can't remember what it was.
Well, God knows there's been
there's so many
272 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for letting us take a break and come back and do one final season for you guys. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we ended this proper. I think the idea was to do something that ended in the right mindset rather than mm-hmm. us being like, I don't even know if we're going to hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, the big thing for me is that Larry is famous for not going to parties and... Or going to parties and making
the French goodbye.
The French mm-hmm. goodbye. And I know how often Larry and Marty see each other after Beer City Spaceship and the Evis. I don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to say that out loud to be rude. I just say that because I know how it is when you get older and it's easier to just, it's easier to stay home.
Right. But, well, thankfully there's four of us to be proactive and
true.
Make plans. And, I told Josh, I think it would be, maybe if we can all agree to like a monthly hangout, like once a month, get together. If there's more than that, that's awesome. But like at least once a month, I think would be really nice.
Yeah, even if it's like comedy night, we watch some stand-up or
right.
we watch some UFC or
well, and I think
The Jerk again.
I would love to watch The Jerk again.
You hit the nail on the head, too. I think it'd be great to do a triple date to that arcade.
Yes. Well, that was so your fun. Idea.
Yeah.
And I love that.
No wonder
idea.
It was a great idea.
Wow. Her food's I good. Her ideas are good. And man, she looks good.
Plus, he's good, too.
Mark that.
Man.
I've had almost an entire can of strawberry margarita.
I'm going to say a few things before we keep on for a minute. Thanks for indulging me, Larry.
Yes.
And let me bring my fam in on that. Josh, thanks for never leaving the third seat. Mm. And April, you were the best addition we could have ever asked for. And yeah, I've had a really great time doing this show, and I think a lot of people are probably going to ask, well, what are you going to do next? Well, we're going to take a break, mm-hmm. and whatever happens next, if you're following us on social media, you'll be the first to know.
Yep.
And when it comes to Patreon, you may be wondering, well, I've been paying into Patreon for a long time, and I love supporting you guys. Well, we fucking love you too. And we love all the people who couldn't pay for that too. So the entire Patreon is going to be free. Everything from Beer City Spaceship up until Conspiracy Therapy will be on a zip drive that you can click on our social media, download it. We'll probably cancel our hosting soon, although we just paid for another month of it. So you'll have some time, but just don't sleep on it. If you want to get all this stuff, and we're happy that you do. You
can put it on cassette tape.
You can put it on a vinyl.
Press vinyl.
God, we'd sound so good on vinyl.
Oh, fucking Chuck Bailey voices.
The warm sounds of our voices.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. But yeah, there'll be links on all of our social medias. And, if you're still following it, continue to follow it. We'll post, you know, when Big Old Britches does an album, when mm-hmm. April releases a cookbook, when Josh releases his Dream Theater concept album. And, I guess when Glassfield does its next thing, which could be sooner than later from what I can tell.
Sweet.
So nice. Looks like you got some clips there. Sure.
This was upon April's request.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
We can just run through some of these.
Larry is our resident stoner, or kind of, but he likes to dabble occasionally. These people got together and they had them a potluck and probably listened to some music like this. Where's my teeth? Uh-oh, there goes the left one. Sex with the jungle. Gonna be a dick, gonna shoot some water, make it easy to penetrate. Here we go, going down into the ground. This dick is a laser, Ramadillo, there's a laser. He's gonna shoot it in your face, bitch. Get out. Get back. Don't you touch that rabbit, Ramadillo dick. He's gonna shoot it in your face. You get back. You do not touch this dick.
Sir, it is closing hour right now.
Sir Robin ran away because he was a pussy. There was a place where people didn't have to go hungry or make themselves into sex slaves. Before people knew what a microwave was, there were things that came and went like a floating city car thing and a bank that tells you stories. Cause who knows what Atlantis is, but I'll figure it out. One day I'm a minstrel. Help me. I'm gay. Meth loves me. Come here, Meth. Brad, take a sucky and pokey. Oh, I want Doritos. Let's kill this cop. I can drop some brown. It's all around. It's dropping down. I don't have kids coming in with a picture. Long interrupted coiler coming out your butt.
I have a new song coming out called My Penis.
I don't even know where those songs came from.
it was in the poo, doesn't know where to go to because the toilet's on the fritz. Because Josh is taking shits. Got too white, now he's got brown underwear stripes because the toilet's on the fritz. Because Josh is taking shits. Josh is a one in a million pooper. God bless April, she's a super trooper. All is hush because the toilet won't flush. Call a plumber, the toilet's on the fritz. Cause Josh is taking shits.
Oh.
Oh, this is...
Ryan's drunk. 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 Ryan's drunk.
Oh, God.
Oh, you okay, April? This for so long, and that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Poop.
Oh.
Poop.
Oh, all of them lined up like that. Oh man. Oh, I'm pretty sure we just cured cancer.
The only thing that was missing was Larry's.
Fucking, that's the greatest thing I ever did.
Yeah. Oh God.
Well. When one thing ends, a new chapter begins. So look for us in all the social medias and please support us. Thank you for being here all along the ride. We do love you guys very much and appreciate the fandom that we've been able to accrue from doing this show. You would never think you would even talk to anyone when you're in your fucking dining room kitchen, but lo and behold, here we are with friends and acquaintances we've met along the way. Josh, go ahead.
I just want to say thank you to everybody here for putting up with my stinky ass and bad jokes for the past 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say thanks to all the listeners because, you know, it was surreal. I'll never forget the three of us before April came along just being so excited at Larry's birthday because we had surpassed 100 downloads. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know the exact number, but I know we did pass 1 million and that's fucking nuts. So, you know, thank you to everybody and, you know, I hope you have a good life.
I hope you have the time of your life.
It's something unpredictable.
It's beautiful, man. I guess what Josh said. Thank you guys for making this an amazing 6.5 years. And thank you to all the listeners, many of whom I consider to be friends now. You know, it's been great getting to know these three guys. Well, I knew Josh. I married him. But, it's been wonderful getting to know you two, especially on a more personal level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if we never had any listeners, I still would have done it for 6.5 years.
Yeah. No more editing, suckers. I guess it's the part where I have to be a human, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys liked what we did. Glad you enjoyed it. Hope we made your ride to work a little more bearable. Mm-hmm. Hope you had some laughs. Hope you had some cries. Mm-hmm. Hope you had some farts.
Many.
I gained three great friends from this. You guys are awesome too.
What are their names?
And, you know what? This is a moment we've captured 6 years. And I think it's topical in a way, and it's a time capsule itself that you can go back and listen to and maybe catch some memories, catch a wave of memories, ride that wave, and I'll be around. Mm-hmm. We'll all be around.
Of course.
And most importantly, this is best for our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And the group sex we will be having afterwards.
Yep. Oh, definitely.
I'm already hard.
And by group sex, I mean by myself at home in front of my computer.
So that's when you use both hands, bottle. Right?
Yes. That's right. It's a three-way.
When I started this show, I was married. I had the white picket fence, the all-American dream, and I went through a divorce and came out the other side. And as of tomorrow, we'll have been with the woman of my dreams for a year. She's changed my life infinitely. She's taking care of my girls as we speak and having a blast sending me pictures.
Aww.
And the truth of the matter is stuff like this can be a portrait of a time. It can show you who we are and the jokes we crack and probably the subtleties that maybe the keen-eared listener might be able to tell, like, oh, there's some stress going on. You were right. Mm-hmm. There was stuff going on. But at the same time, we all loved each other. I can't think of a time that we were ever like, I hate that guy. Mm-hmm. Like, most bands literally last 4-5 years and they reunite because of money.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't ever this been
about definitely not money here. No. There's no money here.
That well, being said, if you all pool your money,
you could. Maybe you could, yeah, we could yeah. I mean,
now, if
I am a cheap whore,
I'm cheap. Not
show me
super
six
cheap.
Figures, and I'll do just about anything.
Pretty much.
Now, I actually last night I did this very very little research. But it was this thing about the average lifespan of a podcast. And according to their statistics, we are considered dinosaurs because the average life of a podcast, most podcasts.
Another shot at Larry's age.
Yeah.
Well. Most podcasts end after 7 episodes.
Shit. What the hell are we doing here?
The longest, some of the longer ones make it only 174 days.
Interesting.
We could have pulled out so long ago.
Oh. Well.
Again, it's a dick joke.
Yeah. I appreciated it.
We could have pulled out, but it's so much enjoyable just to stay in.
It's true.
Soaking, I think they call that.
That's only if you can get someone to jump up and down around you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think it's legal if you're on a trampoline or something. Right. Mormons. Just have sex.
Yeah. You're already there.
Yeah.
God appreciates it. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to start having sex when you were 14. Duh. What is this?
That is bad advice. That's what that is.
That's some Edgar Allan Poe advice right there.
Edgar Allan Ped.
But yeah, no, I just want to say thank you for taking this ride with me and enjoying the stuff that we would bring up, the stuff we would cover. I'm sorry for the things that we may have gotten wrong. If you were offended,
I'm not sorry.
Get a second job. Stop crying.
At Larry underscore Kleenex. God. I'm just going.
Yeah.
At this point, I just don't care anymore. What I really care about is my friends and my family, and I just want to make sure that.
Oh, sorry.
I thought that was an invitation for him to end the show in that accent.
No,
which
it's
honestly
not. He's thinking about it. He's fighting it.
I love you guys, and we'll see you in the next chapter. Have a great one.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear. It's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Because I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.